All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, for the second consecutive year, the Denver Nuggets failed to make the postseason by just one game. This time around, it was a little bit tougher as the Nuggets had a win-and-in scenario heading into their last game of the regular season. It came down to Denver's game versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, and whoever won that contest was going to advance to the playoffs. And unfortunately for the Nuggets, they fell short of that mark. Now, overall, this is a fifth straight year that the Nuggets have missed the playoffs. Head coach Michael Malone continues to improve this team's record in each season as Denver went 46-36 this past season, but it just was not enough. This due to the fact that the Western Conference is so stacked and very tough. Now, the Nuggets do have a solid young core. When you look at Nikola Jokic and Gary Harris, of course, they have the veteran in Paul Millsap, and then you also add Jamal Murray to the equation. Now, Will Barton is set to become a free agent this summer, and he had a solid campaign for the Nuggets, and we'll have to wait and see if he decides to return to the Rocky Mountains. Now, what can Denver do to take that next step next season? It's going to be tough. I mean, don't get me wrong, this team has improved every single year under Malone, but the West is so stacked. And I mean, you know, we don't know what the rosters are going to look like for next season overall, but you look at it and you know right off the bat, you got to deal with the Rockets, the Warriors, the Spurs, and the Thunder before you even talk about anything else in the West. So that's four spots that you can forget about right there. You expect the Lakers to be an improved team. You expect the Clippers to be an improved team. You know, then you throw the likes of the Pelicans into the mix, the Utah Jazz as well. So if you're Denver, you've got to go out there and you got to take care of business, not only against the teams that you're supposed to beat, but you got to be able to hold your own against those playoff contenders. You cannot take a night off because, I mean, 46 games, for winning 46 games, for the most part, should get you to the postseason. But the fact that you won 46 games and you still could not take that next step and get to the playoffs, it lets you know no room for error. So that needs to be the theme for this team heading into the summer and, of course, heading into training camp for next season. And only time will tell if the Nuggets can get off of the schneid and get themselves a playoff berth. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime by phone at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.